With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Rioters challenged police and National Guardsmen during the weekend in Los Angeles. The violence erupted after ICE agents, enforcing federal immigration law, conducted a series of raids targeting criminal illegal aliens. Correspondent Larry Marino filed this report from Los Angeles on Sunday.
Here in downtown LA, you could hear the sound of helicopters overhead for several hours late into the evening. At one point, the CHP shut down the 101 freeway for a second time after some protesters allegedly were throwing rocks onto cars below. Earlier in the day, several autonomous vehicles called Waymos were lit on fire and burned. Officials are watching and waiting to see if there'll be yet a fourth day of protests. Larry Marino, Los Angeles.
The downtown area was mostly quiet this morning. However, more protests are scheduled. Correspondent Julie Walker reports on a shooting on the Las Vegas Strip that killed two people.
Undersheriff Andrew Walsh says the shooting was not random.
We believe we have the suspect identified and that this is an isolated incident, knowing that the suspect and the victim had previously engaged in some type of conflict using a variety of social media platforms.
Audio courtesy KTNV. I'm Julie Walker.
The U.S. is up to 1,168 confirmed measles cases this year. Texas added four cases in the last weeks, which shows continued slowing in its outbreak. Health officials in Pennsylvania and Michigan declared their outbreaks are over. Two elementary school-aged children and an adult have died from measles-related illnesses this year. Measles caused by a highly contagious virus that's airborne. It's preventable through vaccines. This is SRN News. Hopes for peace in the Middle East are dimming.
It's not surprising, given the massive attack by Hamas in 2023 and the ongoing struggle that it spawned in Gaza. According to a new poll from the Pew Research Center, only 16% of Jews in Israel believe there's any hope their country can live in peace with a Palestinian state right next door. And only 40% of Israeli Arabs think it's possible. Those percentages are the lowest in more than a decade of polling. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A conservation team is using a mix of art and science as they labor to restore famous murals at St. Nicholas Croatian Catholic Church near Pittsburgh. The walls and ceiling of the church, covered with an acclaimed set of paintings by the late artist Maxo Vanka, rendered in 1937 and 1941. They mix religious imagery with dramatic depictions of war, immigrant life, and other social issues of the day. This is SRN News. From the foreign desk, the African nation of Chad is firing back following the United States travel ban that was issued by President Trump. Correspondent Donna Warder has the update in this report.
The president of the African country of Chad, Mohamed Idriss Deby, says his country is suspending the issuing of visas to U.S. citizens. It's in response to President Donald Trump's decision to ban citizens of Chad from visiting the United States. Deby says in a Facebook post that he's directing his government to suspend visas to U.S. citizens in accordance with the principles of reciprocity. President Trump announced last week a ban on 12 countries, including Chad, Eritrea, Haiti, Iran, Libya, and Yemen. And there will also be heightened restrictions on visitors from seven other nations. The new U.S. travel policy takes effect at 12:01 Eastern Time Monday. I'm Donna Warder.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm John Scott.